Paul Charlton was hired by the parents of murdered Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. It was found that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms ran a program called Fast and Furious. It allowed hundreds of guns to be walked into Mexico. Two of those guns, AK-47 variants, were found at the agent's crime scene. Now it's surfaced that ATF had run a similar program while Charlton was U.S. attorney. That program was called Wide Receiver.
The narrative that the Department of Justice is using to talk about Fast and Furious involves Wide Receiver, and I think that diminishes and takes away from the tragedy of Brian's death.
Earlier this week, the Department of Justice released documents related to both gunwalking operations. In one of the emails released, a prosecutor under Charlton asked if it were possible to allow ATF to let guns walk into Mexico. Now, Charlton says he's stepping away from representing Terry's family. He said that the letter's request was never approved.
What ATF was doing exactly is a great question for ATF.
However, under Wide Receiver, ATF had allowed about 400 guns to be smuggled into Mexico. In Tucson, I'm Ched Marisco.